We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Sinbad Sano, cherished viewers. Sinbad Sano means greetings in Mongolian, a language spoken by approximately 5 million people in Mongolia, China, Afghanistan, and Russia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ongbarong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douwe, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. Nedea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessing Mong Aserna. In Nkongzamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSAT International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSAT Plus.
In Milan, Channel 36 on Tele Satellite.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villavisión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Vitemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Desamparados, Azari, in Carrios de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
in Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In Provincia de Alajuela, Upala Centro, Canalete, Vijagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Pireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Lisas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasa. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC-CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, Channel 46 on Yiddish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sangsar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Sla Cable TV, in Bakhnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company or MTC, in Bainzak, in Khan Ulf District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khan Urk District, Channel 52 on Midelef Cable TV, and in Sang Gun Heahang District, Channel 3 on Tafast Esjim Cable TV, in Tsetserhlik of Arhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company or MTC, in Bayang Hangor of Bayang Hangor Province, Channel 19 on Zakang Dakhle Cable TV, in Bolshang of Bolshang Province, Channel 21 on Midelich Cable TV, in Darhang Ur Province, in Darhang, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System, Channel 108 on Sla Cable TV, in Sharin Gothsom, Channel 12 on Ot Cable TV, in Darnongob Province, in Zamin Utsom, Channel 4 on Haryong Cable TV, and in Sanshan City, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company, in San Sangsom of Dangpur Province, Channel 40 on Takhrok Cable TV, in Chur of Gobsimber Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Khenti Province, in Bor-Andorsom, Channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, and Channel 22 on Denghot's Cable TV. In Undakhan City, Channel 23 on Samper Company. In Hof of Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Murung of Hofsul Province, Channel 48 on Hwa Cable TV. In Irdanet of Orhang Province, Channel 58 on Hwa Cable TV. Channel 26 on Hwa Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Saleng Province, in Hutar, Channel 21 on Erden Cable TV. And Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. Channel 21 through the cable provider Bunarin. In Chungkhara of Mantar Sum, Channel 24 on Taslost Cable TV. And in Subatar, Channel 51 on Tani Saleng Cable TV. Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Barun Orsam of Subatar Province, Channel 12 on Acher Cable TV. In Tog Province, in Batsum Barsum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTVN. In Lungsum, Channel 20 on Narang Ersten Ur Cable TV. In Tsamarsum, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC. And Channel 10 on Tsakang Dasre Cable TV. And in Zhongmot, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTDN. In Owe Khangai Province, in Arvai Kher, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hujertsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hachorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. And in Oyongsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV. In Ulaanguamsum of Ofs Province, Channel 13 of Dorhung Sharka Cable TV. In Uliaste of Zahang Province, search Supreme Master TV on Uliaste Cable TV.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Amphoa Buayi, Channel 70 on Buayi Cable TV. In the Czech Republic, in Homotov and surrounding areas, on www.grapesc.cz using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization adds 11 traditions to its intangible heritage list. In eco-news, Chinese scientist helps African nations control desertification. In education news, American students are offered practical lessons to learn about solar power. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 1st, is the National Day of Cuba, Haiti, and Sudan. The largest of the Caribbean islands, Cuba is home to thousands of flowering plant species. In addition, the very rare cork palms are endemic to the country. They are called living fossils, as they represent the cycads genus, believed to have existed for over 100 million years. Among Cuba's protected areas are the Alejandro de Humboldt and Desembarco del Granma National Parks, both of which are United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. Situated southeast of Cuba is Haiti, a country known for its courageous and strong people. It is Latin America's first sovereign nation, and today observes its independence attained in 1804. The nation's name comes from the indigenous Taino Arawak word Haiti, which means mountainous land. Sudan, in northern Africa, south of Egypt, commemorates its autonomy gained in 1956. The archaeological sites of the island of Meroe has remains of pyramids, temples, and domestic buildings, as well as facilities related to water management. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, as is Sudan's Jebel Barkal and the sites of the Napatan region. May the kind people of Cuba, Haiti, and Sudan have memorable national days.
Today is also New Year's Day, joyfully celebrated by people in numerous countries around the globe. During this auspicious time, many welcome the coming year with enthusiasm and wishes of goodness. May 2012 be a year in which we can all rejoice on a vegan planet, forever filled with peace and love.
Now let's hear about 2011 in review, with news highlights from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association.
The start of another year is a time to renew our faith and hope in a future of tranquility and joy in the world. It is also an occasion to rededicate ourselves as compassionate stewards of the earth. Let us take a look at some of our association's activities throughout 2011.
This last year, we unfortunately continued to face a number of natural disasters, including earthquakes, floods, storms and droughts, which are growing in frequency and intensity, in part due to the impacts of global warming. With deep concern and sorrowful prayers for the sufferings in the world, Supreme Master Qinghai has donated more than $30 million over the past 22 years to bring relief to victims in disasters and support charitable causes, such as those with environmental and animal welfare initiatives. In addition to the reported contributions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often donated anonymously to groups and individuals in need.
Among the major donations she made in 2011, Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed $150,000 to Reporters Without Borders, along with the Shining World Hero Award, and an additional sum of $150,000 to SEAL Alert SA's founder, Mr. Francois Hugo, for a total $350,000 towards his endeavors to protect the Cape Verde SEALs. Supreme Master Ching Hai also donated $50,000 to help further the noble work of the Humane Society of the United States, or HSUS, at their 25th anniversary Genesis Award ceremony. $50,000 in support of efforts by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, to end animal testing. And $50,000 for the work of US-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM.
Humanitarian donations by Supreme Master Ching Hai in 2011 included $150,000 each to Save the Children and Oxfam, for a total of $300,000 to ease the urgent hunger situation in the drought-stricken Horn of Africa. $90,000 for the March quake and tsunami victims in Japan. $65,000 for those affected by major Central American floods of 2011. $30,000 for victims of floods in Australia. And $27,000 for those affected by the quake in New Zealand. Other countries afflicted by disasters in 2011 that received Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional love and care include Aulak of Vietnam, Bangladesh, Brazil, China, Colombia, Myanmar, also known as Burma, Pakistan, the Philippines, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Thailand, Turkey, and the United States, among others.
For her contributions to the protection of the ecosphere, Supreme Master Ching Hai was recognized with the 2011 Environmental and Humanitarian Award by the much esteemed 12th Philippine President, His Excellency Fidel V. Ramos.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has also honored many exceptional individuals, animal companions, governments and organizations with Shining World Awards for their leadership, compassion, heroism, honesty and more. Shining World Hero Award laureates in 2011 included two-time Oscar-winning American actor Mr. Sean Penn for his continued humanitarian work in Haiti, and Secretary General of France-based Reporters Without Borders Mr. Jean-François Julliard for his dedication to ensuring freedom of the press. Her Royal Highness Princess Maya von Hohenzollern from Germany is a Shining World Heroine Laureate for her animal advocacy devotion. Among the Shining World Compassion Laureates are Ms. Anna Getani, founder of Ethiopian Children's Fund, and the Honorable Dr. Ian Clark, Mayor of Makindye Division of Kampala, Uganda. Chile's 34th President Michelle Bachelet and Illinois USA Governor Pat Quinn are 2011 Shining World Leadership Laureates.
Deeply concerned with the eruption of conflicts around the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke frequently about ways for nations to reach peace. For example, in April, she was invited to an interview by a video conference with Mr. James Beam on Spiritual Awakening Radio of the US to discuss the ideas in From Crisis to Peace, Supreme Master Ching Hai's book on the organic vegan solution for the planet. Supreme Master Ching Hai also graciously agreed to speak via live video conference in June at the Expo Sur in Mexico City, Mexico, on the theme From Crisis to Peace. The universe is blessing us.
The World Vegan World Peace A Conscious Choice video conference that took place in August 2011 in Chicago, Illinois, USA, featured an insightful live interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by the Honorable Frank Avila, Vegan Commissioner of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago.
During the visit of Formosa's or Taiwan's 8th Vice President, Annette Lu Shui Lin, to the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Sihu Center, Her Excellency spoke via video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai on environmental issues.
Our association members have placed announcements on billboards, donned t-shirts, held signs, and displayed banners to encourage the low-emissions vegan diet to halt global warming. Samples of plant-based fare, SOS flyers, DVDs and bags have been distributed free of charge. Throughout the year, our association members have also raised awareness about the cruelty-free way to protect the earth in nations around the world, including Australia, France, Japan, Malaysia, Mongolia, New Zealand, Norway, Peru and Singapore.
In October, our association members organized a conference in Paris, France, to celebrate the publication of From Crisis to Peace in multiple European languages, including Dutch, French, Hungarian, Norwegian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, and Swedish, with an array of eminent speakers such as vegan film director Miss Karen Sauters, representatives of the Organic College in Limerick, Ireland, the Paris Vegan Day Movement, Independent Ecologist Union, and APSARA's, Organization of Health Professionals for a Responsible Diet.
In December, at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Durban, South Africa, our association members hosted the special gala, Veganism to Save the Planet. It was attended by distinguished guests such as His Majesty King Tobijani of Bapedi, with esteemed speakers including Supreme Master Ching Hai via a video speech, vegetarian movie producer of the 11th hour Mr. Stephen Maguire, vegan Indian Member of Parliament the Honourable Manika Gandhi, and Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change scientist Dr. Kirk Smith.
As more people become aware of the urgency to adopt the earth-saving vegan diet, our association members continue in the compassionate footsteps of Supreme Master Ching Hai through the Loving Heart International Vegan Restaurants. With over 240 outlets across 32 countries, Loving Heart is the world's fastest growing family of vegan eateries, inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of a peaceful planet in which all may enjoy delectable, wholesome, and affordable animal-free cuisine.
In 2011, Colombia, Costa Rica, and Mauritius opened their first Loving Huts, and the Loving Hut Inn, the first vegan inn in Austria, was recognized by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, with the 2011 Progy Award for Most Animal-Friendly Inn.
In 2011, a number of joyous events celebrated the premiere of Supreme Master Ching Hai's beautiful poetry collection, The Love of Centuries, which was released in English, All Accents of Vietnamese, Chinese, French, German, Korean, Mongolian, and Spanish. These wonderful occasions included video conferences in Formosa or Taiwan, and in Mongolia with special guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
On April 10th in California, USA, Supreme Master Television and the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized the Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal concert, enchanting songs composed by Oscar and five-time Emmy-winning Mr. Bill Conti, two-time Oscar winner Mr. Al Kasha, Grammy winner Mr. Bill Cunliffe, and multi-platinum singer and songwriter Ms. Donna Lewis were debuted at this artistic extravaganza. Acclaimed vocalists gracing the stage included Tony Award winner Ms. Karen Ziamba, Grammy nominee Ms. Denise Donatelli, soprano Ms. Kerry Walsh, Emmy nominee Mr. Doug Katsaros, and more. As the highlight of the grand multicultural event, the poet and guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, benevolently shared via live video conference her profound spiritual insights on poetry and love.
In May, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized a concert in Thailand to celebrate the debut of the All Axes or Vietnamese edition of Celestial Art, featuring Supreme Master Ching Hai's versatile artworks, as well as her exquisite poetry collection, The Love of Centuries. Participating artists included Mr. Yui Quang, vegan singer Ms. Ho Quen Hung, vegetarian singer Ms. Hung Yung, the Saigon Symphony, the Shenghua Dance Troupe, and more. Esteemed guest speakers such as Mr. Zhang Guanlok, distinguished All Axes composer Ms. Nguyen Thi Hoang Ngac, a poet, playwright, and former director of Vietnam Film, and Mr. Nhu Dinh Hoa, also known as painter Nhim, also shared their thoughts about Supreme Master Ching Hai's artistry. Despite her busy schedule, invited guest of honor Supreme Master Ching Hai set aside time to attend the event via video conference.
In addition to several European languages, Supreme Master Ching Hai's From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer was also released in All Axes of Vietnamese, Chinese, Indonesian, and Korean. Translations of the Key of Immediate Enlightenment sample booklet in Tajik, Kazakh, Kyrgyz, and Turkmen were published as well.
On August 27th, Supreme Master Television joyfully celebrated its 5th anniversary with the world premiere of The Real Love. More than 3,000 guests attended the opening of this grand musical hosted by Veg actors Grant Alexander, Kristen Bauer, Ed Bagley Jr., Elaine Hendricks, and Haley Marie Norman at the prestigious Pasadena Civic Auditorium in the United States.
The Real Love is a true story of love and courage inspired by the extraordinary life of Supreme Master Ching Hai. It starred award-winning actress Joanna Ampil, Tony winner Daisy Egan, Tony winner Katie Huffman, Tony nominee Adam Pascal, and Tony nominee Robert Torti. Featured guest stars were Tony winner Betty Buckley, Oscar winner Shirley Jones, veteran actor Dick Van Patten, Italian classical pop star Filippa Giordano, Tony winners Trent Kowalik and Kirill Kulish, Emmy winner Faith Rivera, acclaimed actor-singer Tom Schmidt, and soprano Lynn Wintersteller. They were all part of an exceptional 37-member cast, accompanied by the 21-piece orchestra.
Original music was created by brilliant American composers, Oscar and five-time Emmy winner Bill Conti, two-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, Emmy nominee Doug Katsaris, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Oscar and two-time Grammy winner David Shire. Supreme Master Ching Hai, the event's guest of honor, attended by a live video conference, conveying her appreciation and support. In an expression of her love, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated a total of $210,000 to six charitable organizations. Child Help, Earth Save, Environmental Media Association, Greenpeace, United Way of Greater Los Angeles, and United Way Worldwide. Also, legendary guest artist American icon Don McLean performed some of his most popular songs. Following the show, the audience and performers enjoyed a vegan banquet, as well as an art exhibition featuring the uplifting creative works of Supreme Master Qinghai.
Supreme Master Television staff was immensely honored to have 5 video conferences with Supreme Master Qinghai, during which she shared precious, unprecedented information to broaden our understanding and help raise the consciousness of our planet. The topics included New Year aspirations, being closer to God, Rotarianism, God quality, and ways a master helps humanity, revealing the mystery of the pyramids and crop circles, spiritual blessings portals and the gates to heaven and hell, and the negative influence on leaders, hell roads, sub portals, and the roads to the lower worlds. Supreme Master Qinghai also encouraged the world citizens to join in prayer and meditation for world vegan, world peace. In addition to the conferences, Supreme Master Qinghai revealed in an urgent live announcement the auspicious locations for leaders' new headquarters to facilitate peace efforts on our planet.
As 2012 begins, we would like to respectfully convey our deepest gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her infinite love and steadfast devotion to save the earth and each treasured inhabitant. May beloved Supreme Master Qinghai be graced with vibrant health, tranquility, and joy.
Caring global viewers, our very best wishes for a wonderful and elevating 2012 filled with much hope and happiness. Happy Vegan New Year with heaven's abundant blessings.
In news, wildfire consumes nature areas in Chile. A blaze that began several days earlier in the pristine Patagonian steppe region of southern Chile was burning out of control as of Friday, December 30th. Officials evacuated 400 visitors and shut down the popular Torres del Paine National Park as the fire consumed 8,500 hectares of woodland.
Meanwhile, firefighters have arrived from Argentina to assist their Chilean colleagues as they work to extinguish the flames despite challenging terrain and wind gusts of up to 70 miles or 112 kilometers per hour, with Chilean President Sebastián Piñera saying that appeals for help have also been made to Australia and the U.S. Many thanks, President Piñera and all firefighting personnel, for your efforts to bring the blaze under control. May such incidents be minimized for the safety of precious animals and humans alike through our kinder care of the ecosphere as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Buddha's sadness. I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished, when I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on rocky mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves, craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition? On bended knee, I awaken my faith in a creator and implore him this planet to restore.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 388. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
New Prime Minister in Jamaica. On Thursday, December 29th, as the People's National Party won a majority of votes in the country's peaceful general elections, Portia Simpson Miller was re-elected to office. Since her initial term from 2006 to 2007 as the country's first female Prime Minister, she has continued as an advocate of programs for the less fortunate. In her acceptance speech, the Prime Minister-elect pledged to overcome current economic challenges while uncovering the greatness within every fellow citizen. Our respectful congratulations, Prime Minister-elect Simpson Miller, for your renewed role. May heaven guide your leadership in serving the noble goals of all co-citizens for a flourishing island nation.
...2012 New Year festivities from around the world.
From Auckland, New Zealand.
From Sydney, Australia. Happy Vegan New Year 2012.
이곳 대한민국의 날씨는 춥지만 모든 생명을 위한 자비와 화합의 미래를 기원하는 사람들의 마음은 뜨겁습니다.
From Hong Kong. Happy Vegan New Year 2012.
I wish everyone to love each other more.
日本の慣習では大晦日に 108 回になる 銃の鐘を聞いて祈りながら新年を迎えます.
Chúng tôi cầu nguyện rằng Đức Hạnh và Hồng Ân sẽ mang lại một địa cầu tiến triển và được cứu trong năm 2012.
Formosa. Happy Vegan New Year 2012.
Cherished viewers, we are here in London's Piccadilly Circus, United Kingdom, and we're wishing everyone a joyful Vegan New Year.
Happy New Year!
Hier in Amsterdam, Nederland, hangt een uitbundige sfeer. Omdat iedereen zich opmaakt voor middernacht om afscheid te nemen van een memorabel 2011.
From Johannesburg, South Africa, Happy Vegan New Year 2012.
Nous sommes ici depuis Cotonou, Bénin, en Afrique. Nous voyons déjà l'ambiance de la nouvelle année.
Estamos aquí en el Zócalo, a punto de celebrar el año nuevo, con juegos artificiales, sonrisas y cálidos abrazos.
Que o ano de 2012 seja repleto de bênçãos e que todas as realizações de São Paulo, do Brasil e do mundo venham a ser concretizadas.
Aqui em nosso amistoso país, a gente está optimista do ano venidero.
From Washington, D.C., USA, Happy Vegan New Year 2012.
We join in wishing an auspicious new beginning for all beings on Earth. May blessings of peace and love be with us as we continue to strive together to save our wondrous planet.
Save our planet. As reported by Ghana News Agency on Friday, December 30th, 2011, cereal farmers met with Ministry of Food and Agriculture officials to discuss climate-related dry spells and unpredictable weather patterns that have led to an estimated 36% loss of the nation's total 2011 crop harvest goals.
Hi, I'm Fluffy the Snow Monkey, a joyful vegan with a recycling tip for the holiday season. Bows and curling ribbons that adorn gifts received can be kept and placed on the table around the vegan cake for future parties. You can also cut them into 1-inch pieces to be used as confetti for upcoming celebrations. These can be stored in any empty canister. Have fun! Thank you for tuning in and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
Cultural news, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization adds 11 traditions to its intangible heritage list. These include Indonesia's traditional Saman dance, Olaksis or Vietnamese Soan singing, a healing prayer by Peru's Huachipayre people, a traditional weaving by Bedouin women in the United Arab Emirates, Mongolian folk songs on ancient flutes, Imakan oral storytelling by China's Huizhou people, Yaokua, an indigenous Brazilian ritual to overcome drought by the Inawe people, Iran's dramatic storytelling, Nakoli, and the skills of building and sailing traditional boats called Lenge, Mauritania's Moorish epic Théidine poems, and the secret society of Kurédougua, the Rite of Wisdom in Mali. Our thankfulness, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization for safeguarding precious traditions, artistry and skills of cultures around the world. May we all appreciate the incredible heritages which enrich our lives on Earth.
In Eco News, China helps African nations control desertification. According to Xinhua News Agency, Chinese scientists are assisting 200 African officials to set up a 10-hectare research base in a village of Kano State, Nigeria. The goal of the project is regeneration of the local environment and enhancing economic development. Sponsored by Gansu Desert Control Research Institute, Xinjiang Institute of Ecology, and Geography of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the program is expected to be completed by 2013. Furthermore, similar endeavors are being carried out in Egypt, Algeria, and Kenya. A standing ovation, Chinese scientists, for sharing important earth-loving knowledge. May the great lands of Africa once again flourish with lush greenery and vibrancy. Up next on Noteworthy News, a solar company helps students have a practical understanding of sustainable energy. We'll take a moment to give the cat her delicious vegan treat. Stay tuned for more encouraging news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, creative news for an innovative world. In education news, students are offered practical lessons to learn about solar power. According to Mercury News, SunPower Corporation in California, USA, provided 16 high school students with Solar Academy internships to demonstrate all the stages of how a solar project is developed. The participants, each of whom was given a scholarship of $1,000, took part in a two-week program given by experts in the field. Furthermore, SunPower Foundation has collaborated with other companies to create lesson plans on solar energy for elementary students. Other solar endeavors in schools include kits being provided so that students can learn directly how photovoltaic panels function. Kudos, SunPower Corporation and other companies for offering hands-on opportunities for students. May we see many initiatives such as these as we embrace a more sustainable and green planet.
Please join us for a joke told in Javanese, entitled Hashim's Musings.
Ing dino sing panas kui, selamat santai-santai ing sakni sore wit kenari. Ora let suwe, dheweke wiwit weruh waluh abang gedhe sing tuwuh mrambat lan woh-woh kenari tuwuh ning wit sing gedhe. Sok-sok aku ora ngerti caraning Gusti, pikire. Mung aneh wae, woh-woh kenari sing cilik, tuwuh ning uwit sing gedhe banget. Kamangka waluh abang gedhe, ana ing tuwuhan sing ringkih. Saknalika, ana woh kenari sing rontok, lan nibani sirahe slamet sing budhak. Dheweke langsung adek, lan ndangake sirahe lan nyawang swarga, sambi ndedonga. Dheweke kandha, "Duh Gusti, kula nyuwun pangapunten maido sedaya cara-cara panjenengan. Panjenengan moho wicaksono, ing pundi papan kulo sak meniko, upami waluh abrit tuh ing inggil wit meniko."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, I have just attended the annual International Awards Night of the 2011 Gusi Peace Prize and would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the messages you send to the people, for sponsoring the event with wonderful vegan food, and for establishing a constructive TV channel. I would also like to thank you for giving us your books and DVDs. I have just finished reading The Dogs in My Life. I have always been a dog lover. Thank you also for giving us The King & Co. At the Gusi Peace Prize Annual International Awards Night, I am amazed with how much lightheartedness you could convey such serious issues that we are facing today and provide solutions to them in your messages. You are a true source of inspiration for many people in this world. You have my utmost respect for the work you are doing, for your generosity, love, and patience for humankind and other creatures living on this beautiful planet Earth. Love and peace. Petra from Australia.
Hi Petra, it is wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Precious Petra, thank you so much for your loving note. I am very grateful for heaven's blessings to be able to do my humble part at this urgent time, and pray the noble selves of all humans awaken in time to save our earth. May God's abundant grace be with you and the caring people of Australia. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a hotline today? We'd be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Bayurte, which means goodbye in Mongolian.
May kindness and virtue be your everlasting friends and guides.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With the US, Australia and China among the top donors, 16 other Asian, Middle Eastern and European countries pledge a total of $12.6 billion in humanitarian aid to assist the Philippine people in their recovery from Tropical Storm Sendong.
During the official launch of solar panels donated earlier in 2011, Formosan or Taiwanese resident ambassador to St. Kitts and Nevis, Miguel Tsao, affirms this contribution toward the Twin Island Nation's green goals as a gesture of his government's friendship and respect.
The British government announces an easing of animal quarantine laws in 2012 to allow pets from European Union member states and certain other countries to enter after only 21 days instead of 6 months as previously required, thus facilitating travel with animal companions.
As 15-year-old Rekha Prajapat of Rajasthan, India, struggled to stay alive after slipping and falling into a 30-foot deep well, heroic 23-year-old Gopal Mogya, who has only one hand, unhesitatingly jumped in and saved her from drowning while other villagers used ropes to help both emerge safely.
For his brave and caring deed, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Gopal Mogya with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $1,000 for any medical costs.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.